whenever we begin any teachings, any activity related with Dharma, which we say the virtuous or the sacred teachings, we always begin with virtue in the beginning, and we bring forth the awareness of remembering the Buddha, his teachings, the followers, like that, and we take refuge. And then we, and not only do we aspire to bring forth the enlightenment of ourselves, but we aspire to bring forth the benefit for all sentient beings so they attain enlightenment. So with that kind of, so we begin with virtue. And then when we receive the teachings, or when we listen to the teachings, we actually leave our conceptual mind. We just give our conceptual mind rest, and then there are certain ways of how to listen to the teachings. Says the three faults of receiving the teachings. So the teachings are actually considered to be very precious, like nectar. And then to actually contain those teachings, then you have to first of all see that your container is not turned upside down. So if the container is turned upside down, it will not retain anything. It will not, because it's just kind of won't receive, it's not the right way of receiving the teachings. So we turn, we focus, and we listen to the teachings. And when we listen to the teachings, we actually try to keep and memorize, or to actually let the teachings penetrate and remain, and we keep in our heart or in our mind. And if you don't do that, then it's just like a pot that has holes that just seeps through. So even if you receive it, it just kind of goes through and does not retain any of the nectar, like that. So that's the second fault. And the third fault is that if we bring in our confusion, our judgment, and our afflictive emotions and so forth, then this nectar-like teaching is actually contaminated with poison. So our kleshas, our afflictive emotion, and so forth. So, and these are the three faults actually. And then, so therefore, when you receive the teachings, just keep your mind open. You know, the beginning teachings, which are here when we talk about the Four Noble Truths, which we feel these are very basic teachings, are like the first teachings. So for you, some of you might have already heard of such teachings, and then, you know, you might feel that, oh, I have heard this several times and so forth. But just keep your mind open, because teachings are like like wish-fulfilling jewels. The more you listen to it, more you actually can receive from it. So it's an inexhaustible treasure. So more you these are not just like something that you understand, I've understood, so this thing should be kept away, not like that. But this is, as I told you, like the example of precious treasure, however much you take from it, it has so much to give to you. So like that. And this is the reason that such are the words of the absolute truth. And then when your mind actually opens, you are actually receiving, your mind opening as well as you are receiving, it's happening simultaneously or together. Your mind as it opens, you actually see the qualities of the teachings, and the qualities manifest within your mind. So therefore, when you receive the teachings, you just relax, and then you listen to the teachings. Try to keep the words, the teachings, go into your mind, and then you can remember those teachings. And lastly, when you receive the teachings, and then when you conclude, then we dedicate the merit of receiving such teachings. So we dedicate for the benefit of all sentient beings, that sentient beings come to the state of the primordial Buddha. So that way, so we begin with virtue in the middle, in the beginning, virtue in the middle, and then virtue at the end. So So that's the reason we begin with prayers. So please, page one.
Guru Pema Siddhi Ho Gen Yuge Nub Jan San Pema Ge Sar Dong Bo La Ya Sen Cho Ge Mudru Ne Pema June She Su Dra Kordo Kandro Mambe Guru Kige Jesu Dai Drupje Jinge Lao Chen She Su Sa Guru Pema Siddhi Hum Ho Gen Yuge Nub Jang San Pema Ge Sar Dong Bo La Ya Tsen Cho Ge Mu Drup Ne Pema June She Su Dra Kurdo Kandro Mambang Guru Kege Jesunda Drupje Jinge Loche Jesus Guru Pema Siddhi
Page 4
Namke Nesu Namka Gangwa Yehe Lama Yedam Kandro So Nam Dam Sangye Che Dam Pabde Gedin La Dao Dam Drogun Gibbe Chan Sun Chi Sangye Che Dam Soge Cho Nam Dam Jamcho Bardo Dani Chan Sun Chi Dāngi jinsu ngibe sennam ki Drolai pinchir sangye drupharashu
Within the reaches of space filling the sky, in the assemblages of gurus, idams and dakinis, and in the buddhas, the dharma and the sangha of all beings, I and all beings respectfully take refuge. In the buddha, dharma and the sangha most excellent, I take refuge until I reach enlightenment. Through the merit of my generosity and other perfections, may I accomplish enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. Within the reaches of space filling the sky, in the assemblages of gurus, idams, and dakinis, and in the buddhas, the dharma, and the sangha of noble beings, I and all beings respectfully take refuge. In the buddha, dharma, and the sangha most excellent, I take refuge until I reach enlightenment. Through the merit of my generosity and other perfections, may I accomplish enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings.
Da dam ta ye sem jen nam ye ne sangye yin ba la yin ba ra she be da ne du chang chu cho du sem ke du sem jen tam jen de wa dam de ve ju dan dem ba ra ju ru chi Dunga dan dunga ge ju dan dre vara ju ru che Dunga me be de wa dan me dre vara ju ru che Nire cha dan dan dre ve tan yun se me bala ne bara ju ru che
I am the infinite sentient beings of others from the very beginning. In the nature of knowing this to be as it is, I generate the mind of supreme enlightenment. May all sentient beings have happiness in the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering in the causes of suffering. May they never separate from the happiness which is free from sorrow. May they abide in boundless equanimity, free from desire to their new ones and hatred to those distant. I and the infinite sentient beings are Buddhas from the very beginning. In the nature of knowing this deep as it is, I generate the mind of supreme enlightenment. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never separate from the happiness which is free from sorrow. May they abide in boundless equanimity, free from desire to the new ones and hatred to those existences. By prostrating, offering, confessing, rejoicing, requesting to teach Dharma, and beseeching to remain in samsara, any small merit that I've accumulated, I dedicate it all for Buddhahood.
Page 32. Sambarajo, Kanji, Sambarajo, Chegir, and Bani.